When I first got my beloved bearded dragon Cesare, a lot of people asked me, after I'd had him for a while, if he was giving me any artistic inspiration. And to be honest, specifically, no, he hasn't. And I've been thinking about why that is. And I think it's because I kind of see him as part of the family now. You know, he's my companion during the day. And you know, he's just a lovely little fella. He's he's not about art. He's about life. And although the two things aren't disconnected, he kind of fits in another area of life, a different section of the Venn diagram. Having said that, though, a bit of inspiration has come my way, which is indirectly related to the little beast. In that, over the last week or so, I've been creating decor for his new vivarium. We've got him a massive new house to live in and play in and generally leap about. And the main kind of inspiration came from working with new materials, in this case, expanded polystyrene, which I've never worked with before. There's always something quite exciting about working with a new material. It's one of the experimental ends of art, I suppose, which is kind of in a way central to what I do, in that I was always taught art had to be a critical practice, that you're testing ideas and testing techniques. And the process of making is as much a process of learning and examination. So yeah, it's an interesting one, and I can see myself working in this new material, and looking forward to it. One of the interesting things, I think, is because I'm using the materials and techniques of model making, I'm back to using yet another material that I kind of first experienced as a child. And that seems to be a recurring theme in the way my practice has developed over the last 3 or 4 years. So that's interesting. And I'll see where it goes.